For Right Now panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, just in time for Halloween this year, you can dress as a sexy whom?
I'm pretty sure this is the sexy Mr. Rogers.
It is, tragically.
It's wrong. It's so wrong.
These are the same people.
On so many levels.
Same people who brought you the sexy corn and sexy Handmaid's Tale outfits last year. This year, this costume, sexy Mr. Rogers, it's called the Be My Neighbor costume kit for copyright reasons. It comes with gray hot pants with a belt, a revealing cardigan, and a little collar and tie. Just the thing for guaranteeing every kid who sees you has a lifetime of therapy.
Is the costume for men or women?
The costume as depicted is shown on a female model.
Okay, well, I don't want to be, I mean, yeah. I mean, how's that go? You sit there and go, yeah, yeah, take your shoes off. Yeah, all right. Now,
yeah.
Now put on another pair of shoes. Okay, feed the fish. Yeah. Feed the fish. Feed the fish. All right, let's go to the land of make-believe. Land of make-believe.
Or, you know, the guy who asks his wife or girlfriend to wear
yeah,
that,
yeah.
She's got to be like, how sick are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what brought this on?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I did the schoolgirl, but Mr. Rogers.
I know, yeah. Roxanne, this week in California, a man was arrested for calling in bomb threats to the L.A. County Fair. After being interrogated, he revealed his motive. Why did he do it?
I'm going to need a hint.
Well, he lives in their basement, but he didn't want to have to spend all day with them.
Well, okay, so he lives in his parents' basement.
Yes.
And they wanted to go to the fair, and they wanted him to go with him, and the only way that he could figure that he could get out of it is by calling in a bomb threat?
You pieced it together,
okay,
Sherlock.
Okay, all right.
Good for you.
The 20-something man, he's in his 20s, had reluctantly agreed to a day with his folks at the L.A. County Fair, which, by the way, if you've never been, it's just like a normal county fair, except the only animals being judged are Sharpays. So...
That's not true at all. At night, it gets a little methy.
It's
yeah. It's a little sketchy.
I think the reason he's still living in his parents' basement is that he has minimal problem-solving skills.
Probably, yes.
Doesn't seem to be good at confrontation.
Yes.
Like they say, hey, we're going to the fair. He'd go, I don't feel like it. He just plays along until he's like, I got to call in a bomb threat.
Yeah.
I can't have another fried Twinkie,
seriously,
Mom.
You would actually get to choices like fake my own death before you arrive at call in a bomb threat.
How about just plain old diarrhea?
Yeah.
Just, you know, go with a classic.
Yeah.
Always solid. I mean, no, well.
All right. Alonzo, a new discovery shows that rats, just like us, like to do what?
Wow. That's all you're going to give me on that one.
Yeah.
Huh? Just procreate? Or?
Well, we knew that.
Yeah.
This
live
is an unusual
New York?
Discovery. They love New York.
All right. I'm going to need a hint.
Yeah. Well, they even count to 10 with their eyes closed.
Oh, play hide and seek.
That's exactly right. Researchers have successfully taught rats how to play hide and seek, and the rats love it. In the study, the rats played the game with humans. They either hid and waited to be found, or they let the human hide, and then they'd go find the human. So just remember, the next time you walk through a gross alley, just yell, ready or not, here I come, and all the rats will be. By the way, I love this detail that normally we assume that you train rats with food. That's how they solve the maze, a little piece of cheese or whatever. No, they rewarded the rats for learning the game through tickles.
Oh.
This is true. Rats like to be tickled.
I think you are low man on the lab totem pole when you're the rat tickler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
That's your gig. Listen, if the rat...
Yeah.
If the rat gets found, step up. It's your time.
Yeah.
You
just...
One of the least popular Marvel characters.
Yes.
The rat tickler.
Ready or not, here I come.